October 24, 1922. One who lives in the divine will places it in current between heaven and earth, and receives the deposit of its goods. My always lovable Jesus continues to speak to me about his most holy will. He seems to me like a true teacher who, while it appears that he has nothing else to teach to his disciple, in reality he is just taking some rest, to be able to enter the field again and give more sublime lessons, such as to capture the attention of the boy and win his love and veneration. So, on coming, he told me, "My daughter, how many prodigies does my supreme volition operating in the creature contain? As the soul lets this holy will enter into her, and herself into it, and allows it to operate in everything, even in the most tiny things, a current is established between the will operating within the divine persons and their own will operating in the creature. Therefore, if they love or want to give love, they find a place in which to put this love, because in one point of the earth there is their own will operating in the creature which can receive this love. And rising up into the womb of the divinity, this will of theirs, which is as though divided in two, in the creature and in the divinity, while it is always one, will bring them the return of their love in a divine manner on the part of the creature. And so the eternal love places itself in current between heaven and earth, descending and ascending with no obstruction, because there is one who can receive its deposit. Their own will operating in the creature will be jealous in holding it in safekeeping. In the same way, if my divinity wants to release its beauty, its truths, its power, its infinite graces, it has a place in which to deposit them, its own will operating in the creature. The current is open, my will maintain the pace in jealously keeping my beauty, my truths, my power, and in giving me thanks for my infinite graces. So I will no longer be defrauded in anything. I will be in perfect harmony between my will operating in the creature and that of heaven. How many of my things will I make known more? My suffocated love will be free when I form my deposit, and the currents between heaven and earth will always be open.